Jeri Menning is with us from Fremont Therapy and Wellness. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks guys for having me this morning.
Absolutely.
She has been a busy, busy person. I've run into her like one day a week for about the last 3 weeks. And when she comes in the door, she's like, oh, that was a good day. Man, you guys, you've moved to a new location. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, we've been busy just with kids' activities, church, and then business, of course. We... as an owner of Fremont Therapy and Wellness, we've been in business for 6.5 years, and the community's been great. We definitely have a lot of specialized services, but anybody that's been in our building that we had at Baker's knows that we needed the space, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah.
So this summer, we were looking at different opportunities and found an opportunity in the old, a lot of people will tell me it's the old IGA grocery store or the Medicine Chest building.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
Is oh, my gosh, down, yeah.
Yeah, on 4th and Bell. It's a very well-known building. Lots of space. It's a little over 9,000 square foot. So our therapists before were split into three different areas. We had one that was even upstairs. And so it was difficult for some of our patients just to have that space and our therapists. So we're excited to be at this new space.
So it's all one level then?
All one level. Yep. On the half of it is pretty much private treatment rooms. And we have two specialists that need their own room. And one is the lymphedema therapist and the other one's the pelvic health therapist. And then any treatment rooms that the therapists need are there, too. We have about 6 or 7 other treatment rooms that they can treat in. And then we have the other half of the building that we've built out into more of our gym-type space.
Okay.
But we do have one private treatment room on the treatment side that we've designated as an exercise room. Because sometimes we have those patients that are, maybe they're distracted easily, can't hear as well. Pediatrics, maybe it's Parkinson's, maybe there's some self-confidence issues too. So we do have a kind of an exercise room that's really set aside for them on the other side so they don't have to be in the bigger open space if
that's
they don't
nice.
Want to.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. 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 Is there, I guess I'm just thinking about all the different therapies that you are able to do. Is there one that you do more than others or you that you see here in the Fremont area? Is it knees, shoulders, where people are? I don't know. I'm yeah. just asking.
Well, I think January's a run on knees right now.
Is it really? Okay.
Yeah, we have a lot of sports knee injuries from basketball as well and a little bit from wrestling, but a lot of total knees right now.
Hmm.
And I think we do see a lot more total knees and some of the knee injuries because we have some of the other equipment that really allows them to unload that joint. We have an anti-gravity Alter G treadmill, which can unload somebody up to 80%.
Oh, wow.
So if you have a fracture, even in an ankle or a bad ankle sprain too. But our total knees go into that right away. And then we also have a water treadmill, which right now this week is being reinstalled because we wanted to take that out after we were out of the building.
So, yeah, that's something I bet that gets used a lot, isn't it?
Yeah. This week, mm-hmm. a lot of our patients are a little disappointed. They can't get in the water this week. But we usually see about 15 to 20 patients treatments in the water in the week. And it might be alternating. They might be on land for one treatment and on Monday and on Wednesday they might be in the water. It depends on what we're working on with them and what we need to do if we just need to unload that joint. Or maybe they need to completely be in there for a couple weeks just to really get the muscles calmed down, unload the joint, and work on range of motion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're talking with Jeri Menning with Fremont Therapy and Wellness in a brand new location. Is it 410?
410.
410 North Bell. North Bell. Yeah. Okay, I have a question. My son is a cold plunge freak.
Yeah.
So what do you think? I just want to know your opinion of cold plunge, people who do the cold plunge stuff.
Yeah, I've heard differing opinions. I think it can be... you know, good for younger, healthier individuals. I know that I've heard some things that it can be very, you know, because it's so shocking.
Yeah.
That maybe it might not be very good on older people's systems, depending on their health.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do think it's a good anti-inflammatory aspect for a lot of people. And that was something that we actually talked about. We do a little bit of regenerative, but it's newer techniques. We have a shockwave therapy machine, which is a sound wave. So
oh,
we
nice.
Look at some of that, and we do cupping and needling. And so we look at some of those mm-hmm. things mm-hmm. that are a little bit cutting edge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we talked about that. And for us, it's just for a health perspective, to get that water clean again is just not feasible. So,
mm-hmm.
but I know that a lot of people have them in their homes, and I think that can be a great thing for them.
Yeah. So my son, I don't know if he did it on purpose or not, but he bought one at an auction for, he was going to put it on the pink elephant draw at our family thing, and he never did. So it's sitting in my garage, and I'm thinking maybe he just left it there so I would try it.
Well, Chris, I don't have a place for it in my new facility.
But talk about your hours and when you're open and how available you are. I know you guys are long hours.
Yeah, so we're open from 7 in the morning till 6 at night. Our hours posted are 8 to 5, but we have therapists that are there as early as 7 until 6 at night. Our front desk staff runs from 8 to 5. We also, because of the new facility, have some new equipment, and we'd like to do some more. We'd like to extend some of our services into more sports rehab, mm-hmm. as well as sports performance. We don't have anyone on our staff that wants to do sports performance type stuff. So we're getting, we have what's called the VALD force decks, and so they will measure not only for just our athletes, but also for our seniors, like if they go from sit to stand after a total knee, if they're favoring one side more than the other, it'll uh-huh. tell us right on that force gauge. And for the athletes, nice. We might test them before. So really good examples is Nebraska uses these force desks every week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so
wow.
they'll jump that. These kids on the force desks. They'll say, okay, got to jump. They'll jump, and it'll measure their the force and then how high they can jump.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they do that with the whole team, and then they do a whole week of training, and then they test them the next week, and then maybe they're down about 3 to 5%, they know those kids' legs are spent.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
so they gotta tweak their training. But the other thing is let's say we do it for a bunch of teams here in town and somebody gets injured. We have a baseline on that kid. A good example of that is like Heinrich Harburg, who had a huge ankle sprain.
Right, yeah.
And so with his ankle sprain, then they can get back and they can say, this was his baseline. How close is he? And then each week they can say, well, he's still not, he's still 25% or 10% loading his other leg
mm-hmm.
than
mm-hmm.
evenly. So these are things that, and schools look at those kinds of the vertical and some of the power things for not just rehab, but just for sports performance. So we'd like to get some individuals in there that want to do those things. And that would be more in the evening and then on the weekend hours.
Right.
That is
yeah.
amazing. I think.
Yeah, that is. That's really cool stuff. Talk maybe a little bit about how it all works, how somebody gets referred to Fremont Therapy and Wellness.
Yeah.
Is that, is it just the doctor saying something or do, how do you, yeah.
How do you get into physical therapy?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, it's not just for post-op patients. We do see a lot of post-ops like total shoulders and total knees. And those are usually referred by the physician. And usually the patient should have the choice as to what therapy place they choose to go to. That they shouldn't be directed one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had just an injury, we check your insurance to see if you require a referral from your physician. For Medicare patients, the first one is they can just sign up and come in and get that automatic first of initial evaluation. But then it goes to their primary physician, and their primary physician has to sign off on what's called mm-hmm. a plan of care to say, yep, I agree. If they haven't seen him for a while, they may say, no, I want to see him in my office. Or if it's something they're really concerned mm-hmm. about, they may say no. They'll read the report and say, no, let's get him into the office. And that's how we communicate because we know it's sometimes even just hard to get into the doctor's office.
Yeah, for sure. How do we get a hold of you?
You can call us at 402-512-3893. We also have a pretty easy website to get through. It's www.ptfremont.com.
Oh, that's good.
That is easy.
ptfremont.com.
Yeah. Wonderful. Okay. Boy, I learned a lot today, Chris. Thank you, Dree.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, thanks again for the opportunity.